Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. It is your boy Brandon.
This is your boy Sam.
Yo, man, we back. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's been a minute. Season is upon us, man. So we definitely will be, you know, hitting you guys more regularly. Man, I'm excited to be here. Sam, like, football is actually here, man. Like, you know what I mean? The Jaguars have played a couple games. We got a chance to watch. Man, I actually started going back watching old games from last season from all my teams, you know what I mean? So it's fun, man. I'm excited for the first time, I think, this season. Just, you know what I mean? Like, that offseason get real, real long, and a lot of weird stories start coming out. So, you know, it was good just to actually, you know what I mean, have something for real to talk about. You know
what
I mean?
It's been pretty cool as far as the preseason. I don't know. Something about the NFL is just better right now to me. It's just like, seems like it's a lot of depth across the NFL. The preseason games have been pretty good. I know both of us excited about the Jaguars this year. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, the boy's deep.
Dude, I watched Trevor Lawrence on interview on the Pivot. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's pretty good on there, man. Like, it's a lot of stuff I didn't really know about him. Because, you know, he really keep a real low profile. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of stuff.
Opposite of our last quarterback.
Yeah, but, you know, it's crazy because I did know he was, like, somewhat of a Bible thumper. But, you know, the way he go about his business is it's pretty cool, man. And then I listen to the Pivot. I don't know why I'm sitting there playing another podcast, but that's just really good. But I listened to the one with Joey Porter and his son. And the one with just Joey Porter talking is, like, really good. I like that. Joey Porter, his old podcast. I know we got a lot of them, but I like Joey Porter.
Yeah. Nah, listen. It's good to be a fan, man. Like, we went through a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You, as Jaguar fans and as Florida State fans, we've had to deal with a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not right. Now we going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, man, it's been real bad for us. You know what I mean? For a long time now. So I'm glad to be able to say, hey, man, I got one team who got high expectations. I got another team who got high expectations. This is a fun season to go into because I ain't gonna lie. Going into last season, I had no expectations whatsoever about the Jaguars, and I definitely didn't have any about this Florida State team. So, man, it's feeling real good right now, man.
Yeah. It's been good. I mean, like, both, and then you think about it though, with Florida State and with FSU, we got pretty good. We're gonna have really good quarterback play this year.
Really
both teams got pretty high expectations. I think both teams gonna win 9 to 10 games, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna watch a lot of winning this year. So I'm actually kind of excited about football season. You know, I've been kind of Debbie Downer on the NFL. I mean, not NFL, but college football. I just don't really like where it's at with all this, like, realignment and transfer waivers, all this other stuff. So let's just kind of get into
it. I was
going to
say, now that you mentioned transfer waivers, right? Jackson, you know, from what we all understood, we thought this would be a simple waiver process. NCAA comes back and says, nah, not really. I mean, now we know there's, you know, I guess, appeal out there. Some people, you know, there was some smoke yesterday about possibly getting it, what's it called, reversed, the decision being reversed, or either this week or maybe tomorrow. Maybe, you know what I mean? But Sam, I mean, what's your thoughts, man? Is it an impact? Is it a big impact? And then, you know, just the NCAA in general, man, like, it feels like a lot of the decisions that they make leave you scratching your head, man.
You know, I think I'm gonna be really negative on this one, but I'm like this with this whole situation, right?
Yeah.
Should players be able to come and go off of college campuses year by year by year? Should they be able to do that? I am in the minority on this situation. At first, when we first started this stuff, I was like, yeah, the players should be able to go. The coaches can leave and come and go, this and that. But now I'm in this mood where I'm like, all the players should be employees and play and paid by the colleges.
Right.
Right. Like I think I've said this, and it's not to knock a shade like collectives at Florida State. This is like my general thought process about what's going on in college football. I don't think it's the fans' responsibility to pay for players to get players onto the campus, right? I think that's very weird, to be honest. So I think players should be signed onto into contracts, right? Mm-hmm. And should be paid by the NCAA or paid by college football teams, right? I think college football should be separate from everything else that's going on with NCAA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Darryl Jackson thing, Darryl Jackson situation, do we believe Darryl Jackson came to Florida State to be closer to his mom? Do we believe that?
No.
Believe that, right?
I believe that we're supposed to believe that's the story.
Right.
And if that's the story, then
right. Right. You know. I mean, but it's not like Miami couldn't have brought his mama closer to him if that was the case, right?
Miami also, I mean, it's
well, I'm just saying. Well,
Miami
I'm just,
to tell, I mean, you know what I mean?
But I'm saying, though, in general, though.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, if it was Alabama, LSU, they could bring the parent. I mean, USC was giving apartments to Reggie Bush's family, putting them right next. I mean, I'm just saying, like, where this stuff is at with me. And I'm just kind of like... You know, if the idea
I see what type of energy Sam on today.
Right, but I'm all saying, right. But if the situation was he needed to be closer to his parents, his mom, well, he's now closer to her. So they didn't stop him from being closer to her. They're just telling you can't play football for a year. You know, that's all they're really doing. So I think with me, I'm kind of like, do I think players should be able to get freedom of movement? I used to be like, yeah, they deserve freedom of movement. But then it's like, we got people transferring every offseason, they on a seventh football team. They on a sixth football team. Like, it's the NFL, dude. Go pro or something other than football. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm 100%. Like, I'm with you. If you transfer in every year, if you have been to more than two, like, there should be some sort of limit, right?
Right.
All
right.
You've transferred here, and now you've transferred to the second school. You stuck here for 2 years. You know what right. I mean? Like, something that says we got some rules in place. But, see, the problem with the NCAA is it's just you never know. Like, the ones that seem like layups get denied, right?
Right.
And the ones that you know for a fact there's no way they're going to prove this. There's some sketchy things going on. Those are the ones that get approved. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of consistency.
And
so,
it's because that they're – it's like so many people start using whatever standard that the NCAA set. They start taking advantage of it, right? So then the NCAA, nah, I can't let y'all take advantage of the rule. Y'all trying to take advantage. Then they want to come out hard on the rule. And it's like, man, to be honest with you, there is no winning. If you the NCAA figurehead or whatever, you really can't win because it's like all these players want to transfer. Then it's like the college football fan, oh, I hate it because I don't know who's on the roster because y'all lie about it just transferring 1 year. Then it's like, oh, but now it's my favorite team. I want this good player to transfer in, but now it's like, oh, I got this my favorite player. I don't want him to transfer out, so now I'm mad at NCAA for a lot. Like, where we at with this stuff, man? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, put them on contracts. Just make it minor league NFL. Just put them on contracts. Let's be – like, in college basketball, it's teams turning over 4 starters per year in college basketball.
Yeah.
Like, teams are coming back with brand new starting lineups in college basketball. It's like –
But it's the same way in football, though. Like,
it's getting ridiculous.
Look at what we've done. You know what I mean? If you really look at what Florida State has done, when it comes to transfers, we've benefited mightily from it.
Hold on. Like, I don't want to say that. Hold on. Let me say this. I'm not knocking FSU. I'm knocking college football as a whole. Like, all of this stuff as a whole is just disgusting to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of it is just like, bro, I don't know any team's best players like I used to know teams in and out. Like, you go down, like, in college basketball, bro, Florida State basketball gonna have a brand new starting lineup this year. Nobody's gonna know anybody. Florida basketball, brand new starting lineup. Nobody's gonna know anybody.
Which they also should have.
Yeah. Right. So it's just like, what we watching? I don't, why get to know
it's
the players?
Watered down. It's definitely watered down, man. Right. Because, again, like, you know what? it feels like a part, and it, now I guess you don't got me on, it feels like a part of like the bigger culture. We as a society have gotten real soft. So what happens is, all right, Johnny X, I ain't getting the playing time I feel like I should be playing. Or right. just simply, I'm too dope for this team.
Right.
I feel you. I feel you. So I'm out. Like, there's zero loyalty to it. You know, what's, I guess, and this is a whole nother thing on recruiting in general. There used to be a time where players weren't choosing between, like, rival. Like, if I grew up a Florida State fan, I was going to Florida State. Like, there wasn't even an option of me considering Miami or Florida. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up a Florida State fan. So, if Florida State was offering me, I would get it. But now, man, I look around and it's just, there ain't no loyalty. Nobody, like, everybody going to the highest bidder. It feel real, you know what I mean, auction-y. Like, it starts to get around where it's like, all right, this player here is a five-star. The price for five stars is $25,000. So, all right, if starting bid is 25, all right, can I hit 27? Right. Okay, wait, Florida State giving 30. All right, 30 is. All right, wait, Miami giving 31. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that's what it should be.
It's not
that's
even
not
owned,
what college football
but
is
it's not even on the players as much as, like, the coaches want to get rid of these players, too. Like, it ain't like the players, like, don't want to stay for the grind all the time. Sometimes the coaches be like, I can go get – instead of me taking a turn to develop this kid, I'm going to just go get this kid and send this kid out.
You know what? So that's a very true
all
point.
Of it,
coaches
all
have also
of it
said
is
the same thing, too. Okay, all cool. We going next year anyway. Yeah, you're right. They've really adopted the attitude of there ain't no development. You're going to be dope when you get here, and if not, we'll find somebody else in the portal who can do what you do. Oh, you don't have a tight end? Cool. We need two tight ends, and our tight ends is ass. Let's grab two tight ends. You know what I mean? Like, it's real. Like, the coaches have no desire to like, develop these players anymore because – and it's part of, hey, everybody's in win-now mode. If you are a big-time college football program and you are trying to win championships, which Florida State is, then everybody – you win now. You know what I mean? And so at this point, it really does behoove the coaches. They don't have a choice. I would like to develop dude, and maybe we'll have a few projects on the roster. But for the most part, we plug in instant starters. You know what I mean? Like, from every level down, we're trying to plug in instant starters. Whatever your goal is,
and
you want to have a whole bunch of –
You can't because they're letting them go.
You're getting fired immediately. The moment you stop winning, the fan base get to talking. Our fan base is one of the biggest talkers. Fan base get to talking. You out of a job. You know what I mean? Yeah. As much as I would like to say Napier ain't on the hot seat, this going to be a tough season for him from what it's looking like. How is he going to survive that? So it makes sense why he say, hey, I got to get 25, 30 portal players if I want to be able to compete next year. And as much as I would like to build up my roster, I may not have the time to do it. And that's really, I think, what's happening with college football. But that's a really good point you made when you talk about it's really happening. It's not just the players saying, all right, I'm out. Coaches is basically saying, hey, we're going to turn this roster over at the end of the season because it's a whole lot out there. They all want to come. So, all right, cool. So when we talk about, you know, this team taking a step back or whatever, now we're off on a little tangent. But when we talk about this team taking a step back next year, might not. You know what I mean? Like, you could go out there and get it. Yeah, you really never know because you may end up with a whole new team of players you've never heard of before. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's difficult going through this roster when you think, all right, wait, I remember this dude was DB. Oh, that's right. He over in Colorado now. You know what I mean? Like, it really is difficult to really, you know what I mean, when you start covering, especially if you're not in the day-to-day locker room of it. So, you know, again, it's
nobody. I mean, nobody in college football wants to do anything hard anymore. Right.
Nope.
Like that, those days are kind of like gone. Right. It's like, you know, do for me or get out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. But, you know, that's just where I'm at with college football. I don't try to, you know, I don't really like when none of it is really at, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really like what none of us really at. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It don't affect me, honestly. I'm
talking about now,
I want us to win. That's all I care about.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can really do is just say, hey, I'm gonna turn my TV on September the 1st or August the 28th when the season starts, and I'm
learning
to talk college football. Because I think, and I think me and you started talking about this like 3 months ago. I'm like, man, I'm not finna keep up with every kid that I want to jump in the portal this week, or the coach is giving such and such more money, and I've been on the roster plan, and I'm not getting as much money. So now I'm thinking about jumping in the portal. Now we got a whole week of speculation about this one kid. I'm not doing all of that, man. Like, you know, more power to the people that do it, but you know, I remember talking to, well, I can't say his name, but I was talking to somebody that, you know, might have something to do with the collectives and stuff like that. And we were talking about, you know, the farmer situation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, no, nothing on your roster is in cement anymore, right? Like nothing right. that's going on in college football is cemented. Like nothing is like, yep. okay, FSU is in the ACC. Do they have a chance to win the ACC next year? FSU could be out of the ACC next year, right? Joe Blow that played defensive we'll tackle could be, yeah. Joe yeah. Blow that could be touch that could be playing defensive tackle next year. That has been there since a freshman or a sophomore could be gone after his sophomore season, going somewhere else his junior season, right? Like the coaches, they've been leaving forever, like coming and going. So everything in college football is just revolving door. So why are you taking the time to get to know people? Why are you taking the time to care about certain stuff? Because that team in that conference or what it means for your team to be in that conference may not even matter next year. It may not matter in 30 days, may not matter in 40 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, it's just been butchered, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Again, like I said, it's total flux. Total flux. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Mark Stoops said it best. Everybody got 85 free agents. That's exactly what it is. That's yeah, so exactly gonna, what it so is.
I think, is it good for like college football media? You know, that people that cover college football, that get paid off college football. I think it's pretty cool that they get to cover breaking news, such and such want to leave the school. Breaking news, this school's leaving the conference. Breaking news, the conference is gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like breaking news every week.
Speaking of conference, man, what is our conference doing? Will we be in it to even care? If I had to give you money, would you think we'd be in this conference next season? You had so money. You had to place a bet whether or not we would be in it. Sizable amount. Would you put that money things, to us being here or not?
There are three big things that's going to happen. That's got to happen, right? Uh-huh. I thought last year or the year after, might have been last year. I know we had Ingram on. We had a conversation with Ingram, and we discussed that, you know, FSU couldn't sustain to stay in this conference, and this conference may not be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But since then, the Pac-12 basically imploded on itself, right?
Yep.
So, which kind of shook up my train of thought, because I thought for sure FSU would probably end up in the Big Ten, which I said that like 2 years ago, year ago. Now everybody says it like it's gospel, which I find that hilarious. But I think it's going to be a problem with FSU getting into the Big Ten now, because USC, UCLA, and Oregon are all in the Big Ten. And with those schools there, I don't particularly think the Big Ten needs an FSU or a Clemson anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because that West Coast market is so big over there that, I mean, I don't know if Florida or North Carolina would. I don't know how big you.
They
can
would
really
still need the South. They would still need a Southern market, though.
But technically, everything's going to be paid for subscription anyway, coming up really soon. Yeah. So then it becomes this whole thing. Well, does Disney value college football? Which I think they still value live TV sports, right? They value TV sports. So, but they have a money problem with ESPN, because ESPN is not, I ain't saying ESPN is losing money, but it's not making hand over fist money anymore, right? So it's been a lot of conversation with Apple, Amazon are trying to get into live entertainment, right? Because live entertainment.
And they broke into it in the NFL market.
But yeah. NFL, Amazon's the NFL. And so, you know, Apple eventually wants to get into.
And they will.
Which, and me and Nikki was talking about this. You know, if you got Apple TV, if you look at it now, they have live soccer.
Yep.
So it's not crazy that they're going to get college football or NFL. But I don't think they're going to be touching NFL until Amazon. Like, it's going to be tough.
You can see Apple sponsoring a conference. You know what I mean? You can see Apple paying for it.
But Apple was going to take the Pac-12. Remember, they were going to buy certain rights from the Pac-12, right? Right. Get certain rights from the Pac-12. So, where I met with this, then I seen something 2 days ago that said something about Apple possibly buying properties out of ESPN, right? Maybe they buy the bad properties off of ESPN, right? Which would be the Dukes, the Wake Forests, the you know, they buy those properties, right? They just say, hey, shit is blowing up anyway. ESPN, Disney mandate right now is to get rid of bad assets, right?
Right.
So if you say, hey, let's break it up, we'll take what's left of Stanford, California, Stanford, Cal Bears, Oregon State, Duke, Wake Forest, right? They take certain some of those properties, absorb those into Apple, and then leave ESPN with the properties that they care about, Clemson, FSU, Miami, kind of absorb those into the SEC.
Right.
You know, I don't know how that logistics is going to work, but I'm just saying what I think is going to happen. So I think Florida State is going to be an independent. I don't think they're going into a conference. I don't think the Big Ten is going to value paying out that much money for FSU, right? But I also
you never get me to believe that Florida State going independent route.
Okay. Never. Well, the thing about the independent route is if FSU feels like they're in no man's land, right? ESPN is gonna continue to want control over the properties that make money. That's Clemson, it's FSU, right? The SEC, which is the big problem with the SEC, is Florida do not want FSU in the SEC.
Yep. Yeah.
And I said this on Twitter. UF is a charter member in the SEC. They hold a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this.
And they should. They absolutely should.
Yeah. I said this ain't just about who football teams winning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like North Carolina holds a lot of
they've
weight.
They've won in the past. They've established themselves as a program that should have a voice at the table.
So you know, UF holds a lot of weight. Alabama holds a lot of weight in that conference.
Georgia
holds a lot of weight in that conference. Somebody told me even Vandy holds a lot of weight.
I was going to say Ole Miss, actually, but.
Ole Miss isn't a charter member because they came from another. They was SMU in that SMU conference back in the day, right?
Right.
So UF is a charter member. So, like, I think somebody said something like UF would lead the SEC if FSU came, and they would end up going to the Big Ten because they don't want to be in a conference with FSU. So, With that snag and that holdup right there, I think it kind of leads FSU to saying, let's just be independent. You can keep your rivals, right? You can keep your Miami rivals. You can keep your Florida rivals. And maybe you play bigger matchups with some teams in the Pac-12, some teams in the Big Ten. And maybe you create something with like Notre Dame has where you keep your rivals intact, play who you need to play. You're still going to get in the 12-team playoff. ESPN will still have some control, right, of the big games, right, the Clemson versus FSU, the FSU versus Miami. But those third teams, like you would play, like let's say you play FSU versus Mississippi State, right? Maybe you put that on Apple TV, or maybe that's on NBC, or maybe that's on.
So they just out there getting checks from everybody.
Right.
So Florida State basically saying, we just want the money. We don't care how we don't need a conference.
Which would help them
just trying to get the bag.
Right, which would help them pay the debt off quicker that you were owed from the grant of rights. Because rather than people keep talking about FSU is going to get out of the grant of rights. They're not going to get out of the grant of rights. They're going to have to pay that regardless. Like, no matter how that goes, the $300 million or $350 million or whatever it's going to be, it's got to get paid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think the big key would be how much do you have to pay the first year? So if the first year you got to pay 50% of it, well, then you got to be getting some big checks. So you might have to play some big matchups and sell those big matchups to, you know, like I said, if you got Apple TV, you say, hey, we'll play Stanford. And Apple TV like, okay, well, we'll cut y'all a $10 million check for that. Right? Because that's going to give you so many subscribers, right? You're going to get a lot of subscribers because you're going to be like, it's Stanford, FSU, and you know the FSU e-fan base is going to subscribe to Apple to watch that game.
It's essentially, right, in my opinion, it feels like the independent route versus the record label. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of consistency in signing with the record deal, with signing with the record label versus going the independent route. Independent route is going to cost you a lot more and it's a lot more risky, right? But you get more of the pot. It's hard for me to look at Florida State as a whole and say they're going to go and just basically, for lack of a better term, hoard themselves out. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to take it and we getting a check from this to play this game. We taking a check from this one to play this one. We taking a check from them. Like, that is a very – progressive way of playing football. It is a very progressive way. You can. I do like it. What's funny is I actually agree. I think you can make a lot of money that way because you know the independent route definitely has much more of the pot. It's hard for me to look at Florida State and say we have the infrastructure in place to do that. That's where I think it's not even the fact of whether or not I think it's a good idea or not. I don't know if Florida State, there's a certain infrastructure you have to have in place. And I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. But I don't know if Florida State has the infrastructure in place to do that. Now, again, they got time. You know what I mean? Like if they, you know, maybe that's what they're working on in the back scene and, you know, in the backroom deals or whatever. Well, all right, we can do that. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around that one, man. I mean, I know they want out of the ACC. I don't know if they want it out that bad to go Notre Dame route. It's gonna be
bro. I'm gonna put like this: Notre Dame gets $30 million from NBC.
Yeah.
So, I think that when you really look at a lot of this stuff, I think that's the route they're gonna have to go because I don't think Disney's gonna allow that big property to just leave out, right? That's a money-making property. But at the same time, I don't think – so that means if this is not going to allow you, then I mean you can't go to Fox, right? So if you can't go to Fox, then where do you go? How do you – so I just think that it's going to be somewhat of an independent route.
Hey, listen, I'm rooting for I would love that, right? I would love that because I do think you can make a lot of money.
I think it's all said and done by 26. I think you get your announcement next year.
Okay. So that's what I was asking. So do you think so next year they'll be in the conference, but we'll already have the announcement of
not a conference.
Whatever the next move is.
Right. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna be the Big Ten anymore though. I used to believe that, but I don't think that anymore. I think because the days of TV deals far as like what region you in doesn't matter as much as eyes on sets, eyes on subscriptions, how much that matters more now than ever. Yep. So, like I said, if I was ESPN to save the money, I would just sell the ACC network to Apple TV.
Yeah.
Because that would save it. Because then you could say, hey, we're going to keep the big games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apple. Y'all can have all of this. Wake Forest, NC State versus Duke versus North Carolina rivalry. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah, take all that. Yeah.
Take all that. We just want Clemson, FSU, Miami. When they play each other, we want those games.
Yep. North Carolina.
And it costs us $5 million to put them on TV. We'll probably make $25
million. Right.
Y'all can have EJ Manuel talking to Mark Rick. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But, like, that's what I would do. But I think this is a long-term thing, so I don't know. Because I don't think the ACC network makes any money. I don't know how much money it makes.
Do it look like they make any
money? I don't think they make enough money to, you know, to run like they're running 24 hours. Well, they run what? It's a 24-hour network, 7 days a week. Yeah, I don't think they're making any their radio.
It's not bringing any money.
I don't think it's making any money. Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, you're selling rights to CW Network. I mean, how much money can you possibly be making off of CW Network? You know what I'm saying? So
nothing.
Yeah. So that's my opinion. I think they'd be independent. I think they're gonna end up being independent because I think you got to pay the debt off because you don't want to get into the Big Ten or the SEC and have to still pay chunks and swaths of money to the ACC. You don't have to keep paying money to them. So you rather pay it off before you get into a conference.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what listen, I do think it's a very good idea. Listen, you have definitely heard it here first. I have not, you know what I mean? I'm gonna be honest with you. I had no idea Sam was headed that way. I actually think it's a very good idea. I'm not sure if we can pull it off.
Don't worry about this.
I hope we can. Listen, I was gonna say you'll hear it on your favorite podcast later. You know, later on the day and this week, you'll hear a lot of people talk about it.
That'll be dubbed over and that'll be
a huge shock. There's currently think pieces being wrote about
it. And don't worry, we've heard that from somebody in the inside that they know. So
yeah. So all right. So I mean, we season is here. You know what I mean? We've kind of speculated about what we thought. We haven't really given any real predictions or
hold on, man. Before that, if y'all got any questions, man, go ahead and start dropping in the chat. We're gonna go ahead and start answering some questions last 30, 30 minutes or last 15 minutes. But go ahead, Brent. I'm sorry.
No, no, you're good, man. Hold on. So the season is here, man. I'm excited. We talked about it. We haven't really given our expectations on what we, you know, for real, what we think of the season. We've kind of talked about, you know, whether or not I think you've said 8 or 9, but you haven't really put a number on it. I've not really said, you know what I mean? I think I had it a bit higher than that, but I mean, let's start with LSU, right? You think they've beaten LSU? Matter of fact, do you want better? The first month, I saw that question out there, first month of the season, you know, what would their record be?
I don't think they beat LSU. I think I said on the Renegade Report yesterday that I think it's going to be a close game, 3 points. You know, I think it's going to be a 3-point game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that means they're going to be in the game. I think my biggest issue with the game, when I really look at it, when I think a game is going to be that close, I look at people that I think are going to make big time plays and like really change the game, right? I think a lot of Harold Perkins. I really do. I think a lot of Neighbors, and I think a lot of the big defensive tackle they have, Mason, which he was wrecking shit in that first game before he got hurt, right? So, you know, I think they got just one or two more special players than we have. And I think they end up winning that game. I think it's a close game, though. I was telling this, that my biggest problem with that game is FSU's identity is going to be, I think, a little different than it's been in the past. The last couple of years, we kind of knew exactly who that team was. Like, it was going to run the ball, you know, create a couple shot plays here and there. But for the most part, they want to run the ball. And this year, I look at it and be like, okay, I think before we got Keon Coleman, I told you I thought we would lose by 7. But now that we got Keon Coleman, I think the game is a lot closer because I think he is a really special, special wide receiver. So I think if he can get on page with Keon Coleman, right, and he can get on page, I think he's going to be on page with Johnny Wilson pretty good. But if we come out trying to be like this pass happy team that's trying to like get Jordan Travis Heisman moments, that's going to worry me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I want us to go back to the basis of who we are and stay that foundationally, but I don't know. And then the offensive line can have 4 new starters this year. So that kind of bothers me in the game one. You know what I'm saying? LSU starting lineup on the offensive line, they're going to have the same 5 that they had last year. Well, they had a true freshman that ended up playing like 6 games into the season when they solidified their offensive line towards the end of the season and got better. So they're gonna know who their group is. They're going to be pretty cohesive on offensive line and their defensive line. FSU got a lot of new pieces on the offensive line, which I think over the season, they're going to be a much better offensive line than they was last season. But I do think the first game kind of bothered me a little bit. But, you know, I think they're going to win 10. I think I had them at 11-2 with a big win in the New Year's Six Bowl game. So that's kind of where I'm at with FSU.
I'm trying. I disagree, right? I disagree with just about most of what. Yeah, all those LSU players, they're good. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from them. They're very good players, very good impact players, and cool. How do you stop? First of all, I don't believe that Mike is going to decide he's some pass happy coach. That I don't believe that's who he is. I've never seen him. You know what I mean? Like, look at the Memphis teams. That isn't who he is. He's going to run the football. 2 and 3 running backs. That's who he is. I believe that's his identity. I believe that's what he wants. And then now the option is when I have those shot plays and I want to throw. You know what I mean? I got now 6 weapons I can, you know what I mean, we can give it through, including the quarterback. I look at this offense and I say, I don't know. It's a variable on defense, right? I don't know where this defense is going to be ranked. But I know if I don't know anything else, I believe this offense is going to be very difficult to stop. I believe you do have a very good quarterback, very good to elite level quarterback who has gotten better every season. I believe you have running backs who all are really good at that, you know what I mean, at that position. 2 veteran guys. You have wide receivers on both ends now who NFL wide receivers. You know what I mean? So now you got 2 NFL wide receivers on both sides. You have NFL tight end. your offensive line, I know, is a little banged up, but I do believe they're coached by a good coach, and I do think they have a lot of talent there, which they haven't had in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm saying offensively, there is nothing that I believe anybody on LSU's roster is going to be able to stop. Let's say you somehow shut down the run game, which I do believe Mike's going to try to establish. I think it's very difficult to then say we also stopping Keon and Johnny. We also, you know what I mean? Like, it's difficult. Well, the and there's be, ways to scheme around
the game's going to
scheme around some of those players. There's ways to scheme around LSU's defensive specialty. You know what I mean? Like, to where they aren't factors. And again, one thing Mike has shown the ability to do is figure out is I'm gonna run the same play. If I know this is your weakness, I know you can't stop it. We watched them run against Miami 100 counters. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't gonna stop the counter. We'll run the counter. So I do believe there is something in his bag that he says I don't believe LSU has an answer for. And I can look at it and say just on paper, I don't believe LSU has an answer for a lot of the things that Florida State brings on offense. Mm-hmm. Now I say, all right, well, let's look at the defense. Do I believe that Daniels is some sort of, you know, elite level quarterback? No, I think he's very much a poor man's Anthony Richardson, right? Like, I think he has good athleticism, but I also know he can't throw the football. Now, maybe he's gotten better. Maybe he's gotten better. Let's assume. Matter of fact, I will give him better. I'm not – nothing about Jaden Daniels is scares me except from a mobile position, from a mobile standpoint. He's a very good runner. But again, you talk about neighbors. Who gonna give him the ball? Like, if you still tell me Daniels is throwing them the football, I'm still saying I don't believe in it. To do it consistently enough, you know what I mean? And I think our defense is good enough to where we slow them down. And I actually think it's more of a 10 point game in Florida State's favor than I did LSU. And I went back and forth on it. At one point, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of with you. I think LSU gonna win it. But the more I look at and you just start breaking down position by position, I'm saying if you're going based off a quarterback battle, I'm giving it to Jordan Travis over LSU's defense, right? If you're talking running backs, I'm saying our running back crew versus their linebackers, let's say it's a net. But then you go receivers over their DBs, and I think it's a wash. You know what I mean? I think you're talking landslide. So I look at this game, and I think LSU is good. I do. I think they have a very good transfer portal class, and they brought in a lot of talent just as much as we have. But I think the same way you talk about, you know, them having to figure it out, they got a lot of transfer guys too. They're going to have to figure some stuff out, and it is the first game for them. Maybe not on the offensive line and maybe not in a few key positions, but that sounds just like us. And I thought we should have beat them by more last year. Yeah, I thought we should have beat them by more last year. So
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, so, you know, in my opinion, I look at it and I say, I think Florida State wins that one. I do have them coming out of the, you know, that first month 4-0. That's my opinion. I think this team is very good. I think as a fan base, we are scared to say how good they're going to be because, you know, everybody kind of wants to be more right than fan. So I think we can look at it and say, all right, do I believe they're on Georgia level, Ohio State, USC? I can't say for sure, right? But I'm not willing to say that they're not on that level. You know what I mean? Like, I do believe they can be very elite and very good. I got them. I only have them losing one game this season. And the problem is I have no idea which game it is because I don't think it'll be the game that we all think it is. I think they're going to be up for Clemson. I think they're going to be up for LSU. I think they'll be up for Miami. They'll be up for Florida. They'll be up for all the games that they should be up for. I think where I look at this team, I say, what happens when we are 4-0? We rank number 2 in the nation. You know what I mean? And who knows who comes in on a nooner game, and now you're in a dogfight with a team you don't have no business. And I think things get weird, and you may end up losing the game that way. But I do believe Florida State is better than a lot of the teams who, you know, they're – I think they're better than LSU. I think they're better than Clemson.
So here's something weird, right?
Yeah. There's a pause for dramatic. Yeah. We can hear you. No, it's gone now. Now I can't hear you.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Let's go. Hold on. Audio.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I actually think FSU's better than Ohio State. That's a fact. This is what I really believe. I believe Florida State is better than Ohio State, okay? I think LSU is going to the Final Four right? So I'm like, I'm higher on LSU as a team, and I'm higher, like I told somebody, I'm bully on LSU and Penn State on both of those teams. I'm like really bullish on those two teams, right, going into the season. So if I told you, who played a tougher schedule last year? Did Jordan Travis play a tougher schedule than Jaden Daniels? Who played a tougher schedule, in your opinion?
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I mean, he played the SEC schedule.
So he played a tough schedule, right?
Yeah.
So if I told you he accounted for 37, almost 3,800 total yards of offense last year compared to Jordan Travis' 3,600 total yards of offense last season.
Mm-hmm.
Do those quarterbacks seem they that different?
I've seen them both play. I don't number me. I'm telling you, I've seen them both throw the football, and one can throw one throws a lot better than the other one. I hear you. He got a lot of yards and all sorts of stuff. I've watched the dude play.
Okay, but
you've watched them play.
But my point is, I'm just making the point. My point is, Jaden Daniels does move his football team up and down the football field.
We watched him at the end of the game.
Like, he moved the team down the football field.
Yes.
And he was harassed that whole game, was he not?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not saying JT's better. I'm just saying, if you're telling me Jordan Travis is not miles and miles and miles ahead of him either. Like, they're not that far away from one another. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a big difference between them two quarterbacks.
Okay, well,
I think if you put athleticism, they are equal. They're equal athletically, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I think it's a big difference when it comes to throwing the football. I think one person throws the football well and one person throws the football poorly. That's my opinion on it.
I think the offenses are very different from one another, right? What you're asking both guys to do. But I don't think they're as different as you're making them sound. They're not leaping back. It's not Graham Mertz versus Jordan Travis. This ain't Graham Mertz versus Jordan Travis. Well, I'm just saying.
I gave him poor man's Anthony Richardson. Hell, we give him Anthony Richardson. He Anthony Richardson. But without all the athletic, without the measurables.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think he's a very good athlete. I do think we watch Anthony Richardson move the team down the field against us. We've seen, again, I'm not arguing whether or not he can move the ball down the field or not. I'm telling you, if you need this man to make a throw to win a game, I'm telling you, I don't believe he can make it.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying consistently on the line, if he had to throw the football with Florida State playing real defense, mm-hmm. like to put the same situation in, but Florida State is actually playing defense as opposed to whatever the hell they did last year,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe that he can consistently make those throws and win them a game.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I don't think he's Graham Mertz. I think that's crazy. But I also don't think he's Jordan Travis.
Okay, well, I don't know.
One of these guys is in the Heisman runnings, right? Daniels may be, and maybe I missed it.
I'm not gonna get into people being on award lists and Heisman lists and all this other stuff and first round picks. I'm not gonna do that right now because that is what that is. I'm not gonna get into that.
Oh, you saying so politics got Jordan Travis on the list?
No.
And not Jaden Daniels.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not getting into that. That's what I'm saying because I ain't trying to make everybody mad, but I ain't getting into all that stuff. But, all right,
so y'all heard it here first. Sam say Jaden Daniels is better than Jordan Travis.
I didn't say that. Y'all go run with that. I'm just saying they're not that different. I'm just saying they're not totally different from one another. You know, somebody did say Jordan Travis was a first round pick.
So if I pull it up, I believe you can pull it. It's an egg tweet though. It's just okay. You know what I mean. It's a thing on Twitter with what's his name.
No. This is like when those PFF sites. You know,
got Jordan Travis at the first round.
I'm getting a lot of buzz. They hit me with that. I'm getting a lot of buzz. A lot of first round buzz. A lot of second round buzz. Matter of fact, hold on.
Would it be crazy if he did though?
Okay.
Like let's say he has that crazy year.
See?
No, I'm not. First, I'm not arguing whether or not Jordan Travis should be in the first round pick. I'm saying, let's say though, right? Let's say Jordan does go out there 12-0. Wins the Heisman.
Yeah.
Balls out of like he throwing, running. Look at who's out there playing quarterback for these NFL teams now.
Okay.
You don't believe? I mean, there's a 5'5 dude running around right now. You know what I mean? Like running around playing NFL quarterback. You don't think I think Jordan Travis could go play?
You saying Jordan Travis better than Bryce Young?
I am not saying that. You know I'm not saying that. I just said there is a quarterback currently in the NFL who is. Huh?
What I'm saying
that if you told me at the end of the season Jordan Travis got drafted in the first round, I wouldn't say it's I would say it's unlikely. I wouldn't say it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd say it's highly unlikely, actually.
I don't know. You're not saying anything.
Listen, man, if you want me to tell you that Jordan Travis should be a first-round pick, I'm not going to say that. There's under no circumstance am I going to say that I believe Jordan Travis is a first-round pick.
Okay, so my thing is this. I'm not trying to argue about this whole thing. Like I said, the draft is going to prove all this stuff out. I remember getting into these debates about other players when people were telling me Dillon Gibbons was a third-round pick, and I'm like, no, he's not. Robert Cooper was a second-round pick. I'm like, no, he's not. Remember Marvin Wilson was a first-round pick?
That was a fun time.
Yeah, I'm like, what are we doing here, people? But
he got consistently thrown in his ass for a first
right,
season.
But I'm the negative.
Changed that out.
But I'm the negative one. I'm the negative one. But nobody calls back and be like, you know what? Man, I might have been right about that.
Man, listen, I do not believe. First of all, I do believe that Jordan Travis is a good
college quarterback. I'm not saying he's a bad college quarterback. He's a good college quarterback. I was one of the ones that didn't understand why he wasn't playing over the guy with one leg. I was the one constantly saying, what are we doing?
So to go back to the question.
So my point is,
have Florida State 3-1 coming out the first.
Right.
Oh, you got them 2-2. So you got them beating Clemson.
3-1.
Okay.
3-1. So my point is this, though, on all of this stuff. Okay. They're not that different.
Yeah.
I know people want to say, this is what fans do. I'm going to tell you what fans do. We do two things. We overrate things on our team, and we underrate things on our team. We never properly rate things. We never do it. We never properly say, you know what? Guy's just a good college football player. That's what he is. He does good things. He may not be this. He may not be that, but he does some good things. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Right? So the LSU matchup, and I get into more of this stuff later, but I just think that's a tough matchup the first game. Like, I'm not, you know, I think somebody's putting here, bro, are you scared? I don't play. I'm not suiting up to go against nobody. Like, I'm not suiting up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm be.
No, he said you scared to pick, man. Pick your team. Stand on your principles, man. I mean, but stand on your fan.
Am I here to just be a fan? Am I here to like to give a little analytical with some of this stuff? Or do y'all just want me to just say FSU got 10 first round picks and nobody can match up with this team.
We've never lied on this pod.
Nobody can match up with this team, Brandon.
But what's being said is this. Listen, Florida State has a very good football team this season.
It do, and I
you
think
seem to be a little
said,
bit.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon.
Talk about how well they are going?
Did I just say they're going to win 11 games?
You did. You said
so. Do bad teams win 11 games?
I've never known one to do that.
Do a collection of bad football players go out and win 11 games?
No, not at all.
Okay, so I'm talking about one game in the first game that I think they could lose the first game by 3 points.
And what's crazy is it really does nothing to the it does nothing to the expectations of the season. Like even if for whatever reason they go out and lose the LSU by 3 points, they'll probably still be ranked number 8 because they would play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything that they had on the schedule ahead of time, like, you know what I mean, that was on, is still on the table. They go out there, beat LSU. They move up. Team's gonna lose in front of them because they always do. Yeah.
Now I will say this: if the connection with Keon Coleman is as good as I think it can be throughout the season, which I think is gonna be a deadly connection throughout the season, if they hitting on 100 by game one, okay, bro, I think they can beat LSU. I think sometimes it takes a new quarterback with his new wide receiver. Sometimes it's a reason why in the LSU game. Think about this: it's a reason why in the LSU game. The wide receiver, none of y'all ever talked about, but Sam, Pokey Wilson, made all the big plays in that game. Why? Because Jordan Travis had a connection with Pokey Wilson, right or wrong.
But does he have a connection with Jordan?
So my point is, as the season went on, Johnny Wilson was a better wide receiver than Pokey, which I already knew that. But in the big game, first game, when you need to make plays, you go to guys that you know, who did he go to? Okay. Sure.
It's not like all of his receivers are new though.
Saying? Okay, so my thing is when you go into the game, so I like Johnny Wilson. Okay.
And that's what I mean.
All right.
He already favored Johnny Wilson last year. I would think he gonna feed Johnny early.
Right.
Which so then allows Keon, who's gonna make a play. He gonna get open.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It
allows
him to make a play when you get into that game, I think when you played against a lot of teams in the ACC, I think there is a lot of different matchups that you can just go at in the ACC, right? I don't think LSU is going to look at this team and be like, what we got to do here? Oh, I don't know if we can.
And that's a mistake.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. I mean, they played against – if you go watch the game against Georgia when LSU played Georgia, the game was 50-30. Georgia had to keep scoring points to beat them. They did
and
not
I believe Florida State down. Will keep throwing points. I mean, and that's okay. What I'm saying. But then, like, what I'm saying is, I believe Florida State though. will keep scoring points.
But you're breaking my point up. Georgia did not – with that defense that Georgia had, they did not shut LSU down. The LSU was scoring points on that team.
I never said they were going to shut LSU down. Well, I just said they were going to win by 10. That could be 50-40. I'm cool with 50-40.
Right, and I'm cool with that too. But I'm saying my point is y'all making it sound like it's like – it's crazy. Like, it's not crazy. Like, LSU.
Oh, nobody makes it like it's crazy. We believe LSU is a good team. They ranked number 5. We know they got a good coach. They got a decent quarterback. They got a lot of NFL talent on the defensive side. They got some good linemen.
I believe all of those things, but I also believe
Florida State has those too.
But saying they're going to win by 3 is kind of like insane.
Again, I did not. You talking. Listen, that's between you and the people who think it's insane. I don't think it's insane. I think that Florida State is a better football team, in my opinion. I think it's going to look a lot like the Georgia game because I do think LSU will be able to put up some points. But I also believe that Florida State will put up a lot of points as well because I find it difficult for you to stop everything. And that's what I believe is going to be Florida State's problem. I think that's going to be Florida State's advantage the entire season. We will have the ability to outscore people, which is something they haven't had in the past. They've never had the ability. Like we always say, if they get into a shootout, it's a wrap. Florida State got to come out early, and I don't think that's the case anymore. I believe even if they come out, they go down 10-0. It won't faze me any. You know what I'm saying?
Now this right here, I don't understand this. It said LSU played against SEC teams half, wasn't even full strength. Bama was having QB issues. Bama was having Am I crazy? Like, didn't Bryce Young play for Alabama in the LSU game? Like, am I insane?
I don't know.
Didn't that happen?
No, I mean, man. I'm with Hot Rod.
I mean, I don't know what we doing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm with Hot Rod. Yeah, I'm with Hot Rod. You know what I mean? I'm with everybody who is rooting for Florida State. Sam, I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't. You know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean?
Put on your
yellow and whatever they wear. Purple. Put on your wear your beads or whatever it is, man. And
Bryce threw for 328 yards and a touchdown against LSU last year. That's what
you know
Bryce
what?
Did.
Matter of fact, if anybody, I know we got people who was listening last season when we played LSU. I'm pretty sure Sam was the one telling everybody how horrible Jaden Daniels is. Now all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels is just as good as Jordan Travis. I remember Sam being on this, how horrible Jaden Daniels was.
Let me ask you this question. Who picked FSU to beat LSU last year?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Same person, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And but everybody's it, like, everybody
I'm just
like,
saying, last season, Jaden Daniels was ass. This season, now he, you know what I mean? Now he one of the dopest.
After I watched that game last season, I'm like, damn, you know what? Jaden ain't really that, he's not as bad as I thought he was. He played pretty good last season.
Again, I can see Florida State having to play LSU twice. I really can see Florida State having, like, if you told me there's a new year that both of these teams made the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised. I do think both of them are very talented football teams. Mm-hmm. I find it very difficult. I believe Florida State's offense will be one of the best offenses in college football, if not the best. I think they have that much talent, and I do think they have, and I do think their coaches is good enough at scheming guys open.
I actually think the game, that 38-34, I think that's going to be either way. I mean, of course, I'm going to take LSU to go with 38, but I think that's about what the game's going to look like.
I think we'll score next week.
So what's funny about this, I was talking to somebody about it because they kept talking about the defense, FSU's defense. The defense is going to be way better than it was last year, this year, whatever.
I can't say for sure.
And I told somebody this. I said, man, I hope so. I do. I honestly hope so.
I think they'll be coached better.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. But in Norvell's history, even his good teams at Memphis,
they gave up a lot of points.
They won with special teams, and they won with offense.
Which
they
gave up a lot of points. Right. And I think he got his offense right now, right. And I think he believes. He may be like, fuck that defense. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, right. Go out there, though. You know what I mean? If y'all can keep him under 30, we can get 40 against most teams. We'll yeah. be all right. Like, and you're right. A lot of those good yeah. Memphis teams had a lot of running backs, got a lot of points, and defense was just – they were just in shootouts, back and forth. High mm-hmm. speed, you know what I mean? High speed offense. So,
yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think the defense would be better. I need the defense to be better against better teams, against good teams.
That's really what it is.
I mean, yeah. like they beat up on bad teams, but they need to be better against good teams. So it's a good test, man. You know, I think it's a good test. I like the game.
It's here, man. I don't even care. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm being it's here. I'm just happy to see it. I'm building out my man cave in the garage, man. I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm gonna order my posters and my FSU and Jaguar flags, man. I'm ready for the season, man.
Yeah. So I think I'm definitely going to be good game. Like I say, I got it favorite right now. Still got LSU 3.
I'm going to work on it, guys. We got a week before we get an official pick. Sam going to change his mind by now.
I think the Vegas odds is 2.5, I think, right now.
2.5 LSU, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2.5 LSU. So I'm kind of like right
up there. So you basically with Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically right up there with Vegas. So, I mean...
I want to put money. I want to put money on Florida State.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how good I feel.
Okay.
And I don't really put money on my team. I feel really good about this team.
You know what always scares me? When one team, like nothing bad ever happens in their camp, but then the other team, it's like all this bad stuff keep coming out of camp. Oh, they fighting. They can't get connections. See, stuff like that, I be thinking like, these coaches be trying to play mental games, like, oh yeah, we trying to get it together, we can't get it. Then when you play them, it's like, dude, y'all are like clicking on all cylinders. What the hell was going on? I thought y'all were having a bad camp.
Yeah. it really, again, I saw it and I was like, oh, I don't like that. It was funny when I first saw the fight. I was like, I like teams that fight a little bit in camp. Yeah. Like whatever. Like I ain't say that. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I gotta like teams that fight in camp. But it's two way. It could go really go two ways. It could really have a team that really don't like each other get along with each. You know what I mean? And then it becomes a problem later on.
But it seems
really could be that. You know what I mean?
It seems like the talented teams that have all these expectations, and the coaches are always dogging them about how bad their camp is going, be the teams that's like winning a lot when the season comes. Because they're on such an edge, like the coach is creating such an edge for them. Like, you know, like it seemed like Nick Saban's teams, his best teams always made it seem like they was having the worst camps. Like they couldn't do mm-hmm. nothing right. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's like a way of coaches kind of, I don't know. But I was kind of, that bothers me. Like FSU, nothing ever bad happens at FSU camps. You never get like a bad camp report.
Ever. Well, I think this,
we never do. Like,
I always said it was something, but I ain't. Yeah, I. We very rarely do you hear very many negative things come out of camp. They definitely put a very nice spin on everything. But like, you know, there was a camp fight last week. You know, Florida State. It didn't get nearly as big. It wasn't, you know, nearly as talked about, and it felt like a little buried. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
never really get a whole lot out. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think, like I said, I think FSU going 11 games. So I'm bullish on the team. I was bullish on them last year.
I'm really the LSU game will determine whether or not I say they go undefeated. I think they beat LSU and they beat them by 10, like I think they will, and they consistent. That offense mm-hmm. is humming game one. I'm probably gonna tell them they're playing somebody. Mm-hmm. I think I'll pick them for the Final Four. They go out there and handle LSU, who again you very high on.
Yeah,
I imagine it'll change. I believe it'll change. It will change a whole lot, in my opinion.
I am high.
11 wins is probably where I'm sitting at, but yeah. I'm willing to go. Like I say, LSU, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to start.
I'm a little high.
I'm telling everybody.
I'm a little high on LSU. I'm high. Like I said, I'm high on Penn State this year. High on LSU.
Penn
State do this thing. Penn State do this thing every 4 years where they end up in the Rose Bowl. They like, go look it up. Like, that's how they do. Like, Franklin would build his team for, like, it'll take him 2 or 3 years to really build it. But he'll build a team that'll be – dude, they do get a lot of players drafted over there, too.
Which is why I never understand why they winning, why they don't win more. Because every time they be having a stable – they don't win at the level that I – they're not championship.
They're not out-recruiting Ohio State.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Ohio State just had how many first-round draft picks and how many defensive ends that's making all pros and how many wide receivers now?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to get over that hump at some point.
Right, but I think this year is a year for them. Like,
you think they get over that hump?
I think they put up a good enough squad. They should have probably won the Big
Ten. What about Michigan? Everybody high on Michigan. You think they beat Michigan this year?
I'm pretty high on Michigan, too. But
I am, too.
I think they Michigan good. I think they beat Michigan. I don't know.
Whew, okay. All right, I mean, listen, it's fun. We can talk about it now. You know what I mean? The season's ready to play out. You know what I mean? It's good to be able to have that conversation. You know what I mean? Do what do we think? So, no, man, listen. Hey, first of all, podcast is back. You know what I mean? The season is here now. We don't cover the team like that, and we got busy lives, so we can't afford to be trying to figure out who decided they needed more money in the offseason and didn't get it, and now he's sitting out for a week or whatever it is and whose ankle is hurt. We, you know what I mean? We want to cover the games. We're going to cover the team as best we can if there was some large news. But, you know, season is upon us, man. You'll have us at least, you know, two times a week or whatever it is, just being able to break down the game. And I guess when the next one, Thursday? We might discuss it. But we'll figure it out. We'll let y'all know.
I know for sure I could do Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning. Right. I know I could do that. During the week, just get hectic now with my son.
It do.
You got the preschool now, so it's kind of.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. Like, Sundays we here, break down the game, talk about Florida State football.
But if we can jump in during the week,
we'll keep it fluid during the week, man. Y'all check in with us. Sam, you got anything else, man?
Nah, man. Just
make sure. Did we have any questions that we tagged?
Yeah, no. Just hit the notification button.
Yeah. I agree to say tag us, man. Just hit us up. You got a question. Hey, man. This is the Listen Up Podcast. We out.
Listen Up Podcast. Yeah. Serve crack.